Leading the news this morning, South African police have charged Olympian Oscar Pistorius with murdering his girlfriend. The athlete, known as the Blade Runner, is due to face court in Pretoria later today. Police found the body of 30-year-old model Reva Steenkamp at his home. She had been shot dead. State sports ministers have been given a confidential briefing on the investigation into doping and match-fixing. They met in Melbourne last night with staff from the Australian Crime Commission and the anti-doping agency ASADA. Victoria's Minister Hugh Delahunty says they weren't told the names of players or clubs, but he is satisfied they are now dealing with a serious problem. Shares in Heinz have risen dramatically after the biggest food company takeover deal in history. The US billionaire Warren Buffett and private equity firm 3G are buying the baked beans maker for $28 billion. The takeover still needs a vote by shareholders. Rio Tinto has confirmed it paid no mining tax last year. Rio's new boss, Sam Walsh, made the admission while reporting the company's first net loss of $2.9 billion. The loss is due to asset write-downs worth nearly $14 billion. And in a world first, Australian teenage boys are to receive the cervical cancer vaccine Gardasil. Although boys can't develop the cancer, they still carry the human papilloma virus that causes it.